Good evening, First Baptist Church. This is the day the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I hope that you've had a wonderful day in the Lord, whatever your circumstances and whatever your situation. Tonight, we continue to think about some of the great truths of the good from the bad in this serious time of national emergency in which we're all living. And I pray that the Lord is with you and that you have what you need. Please let us know at the church if there's anything that we can do for you. Please call, please text, leave a phone message, put it on the, send an email message, and we'll do what we can do to help you with whatever you have or whatever you need. Also, continue to watch the website as we give you updates on our plan for reopening. Lord willing, we're counting on May to be the time. That will have been 6 weeks since we have been together. Oh my, who would have ever thought? But the Lord is good even in these days. Well, I'd like for us to now begin to think about the good from the bad, continue in our series. At this time, I'm going to put back up on the screen for you an outline of what we've talked about already in these days. What have we learned about the good from the bad in this circumstance of national emergency that we're going through? Well, several things. And so Sunday mornings, we continue to think about these important truths, these themes about how God brings good from the bad. Number one, we learned in Romans 8:28 that we know that there's a good that comes from the bad. Number two, we learned in Romans 8:6 that we can set our mind on the Spirit and gain life and peace. Then we learned in Psalm 27:14 that we can wait on the Lord. That's our duty and responsibility in the good from the bad. We learned in Psalm 116:7, rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord, trust Him just like a child. Just like a child, just rest in the Lord during these times of bad things, dread and terror and death, rest in the Lord. And then last time on Sunday, we thought about that wonderful promise in Isaiah 40:31, renew your strength in the Lord. So we know, number one, that there's good from the bad. God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God. The mindset on the Spirit is life and peace. Waiting on the Lord is our duty. And a blessing that comes from it is that we rest in the Lord and that we also gain strength. Well, here we are during Holy Week. We will not be able to gather this Sunday together for Easter, but we will celebrate Easter together in all kinds of different ways. And we'll celebrate, and I hope you'll join me on Sunday as we celebrate the risen Lord. But the Lord is risen, and every day is Resurrection Day for those who know Jesus Christ as Lord. So on this, during this week, this Holy Week, I want us to consider a very important principle about the good from the bad. And the Lord Jesus' life and his whole life, his death, his suffering, all remind us of this very important good thing that comes from the bad. And that is endurance. We learn and we gain endurance. Here's the good from the bad. We gain endurance in times of trouble. We gain endurance in times of trouble. So today I'd like for you to take God's word and look with me at two places in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 12, and also then we'll look in Hebrews chapter 10. So find your copy of God's word and find your place, Hebrews 12 and Hebrews 10. I begin reading, first of all, in Hebrews 12, because this reminds us of the Lord Jesus Christ and His endurance as He faced the cross and died for our sins. Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you may not grow weary and lose heart. And then we read in Hebrews chapter 10, if you'll go back two chapters in the book of Hebrews, we read these wonderful words, Hebrews 10, 35 and 36. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Word of God and the Holy Spirit of God that takes the Word of God and soothes and comforts our heart and brings joy to us in whatever circumstances we find ourselves in. Today I pray for awakening in the world, that men and women, boys and girls may, in these times of death and terror and dread and fear, turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. I pray, Lord, secondly, that you might revive your church. May our hands be pulled away from dependence upon the world and other people. And may we turn and repent and be the people you've called us to be at Dixon and all around the world. How I pray for the church for revival today. I pray that the church, that we might live as the Lord Jesus did, the good from the bad, in endurance and enduring, that we might do the will of God just as the Lord Jesus Christ has done the will of God. And we pause this Holy Week to thank you, Lord Jesus, for your absolute sacrifice, your perfect obedience, and your complete, powerful, strong endurance. May we have that same powerful endurance in the days in which we live, so that we might do the will of God in these days. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So the focal truth for today that I want to focus on, and we'll go back and read some things together in Hebrews 12 and also in Hebrews 10, I'll make some general observations. I'll have three general observations for you with some other details with each. But today we have this focal truth. This is the good from the bad for us today. This is the good from the bad for us today. That there must be endurance in trials. They are necessary to do God's will and follow the example of the Lord Jesus. Endurance in trials is necessary to do God's will and follow the Lord's example. I'll say it one more time. Here's the focus for today. Here's the good from the bad. Here's the lesson, if you would call it, for today. That endurance in trials is necessary. Endurance in trials is necessary to do God's will following the Lord Jesus Christ's example. So today we turn our minds toward endurance. We have a number of people in our church who are athletes, and they know, and we learn this principle, that the more you exercise the body, the greater the endurance of your body and the greater the strength for your body. Endurance, putting your body through the paces, straining and the agony and the pain of physical exercise builds endurance. The same is true in our spiritual lives. So we're having to learn today to either be impatient or endure. We have to learn how to be endurers, those who stay with it. Or some of your Bibles read, persevere. Enduring or persevering. That's what we talk about today. That's the importance of the good from the bad. If you noticed in Hebrews chapter 12, let me again point these verses out to you, that the Lord Jesus is our example. We're called to lay aside every sin that entangles us. What's the sin that's entangling you today? Worry? Distraction? Fear? What is it that's entangling you today? What's the sin that entangles you and keeps you from running the race of faith that God set before you? What are you entangled in that's keeping you from following the Lord and running the race He set before you? Well, let us lay aside everything that entangles us and let us run with endurance the race we're enduring these days. We didn't think it'd be like this, but we're enduring. Now, something else will come later and we'll have to endure until our time on earth is done. Endurance. Run the race with endurance. Hebrews 12, 1. While you're running the race with endurance, verse 2, fix your eyes on the Lord Jesus. That's who you think about. Set your mind on the Lord Jesus today as you're enduring, not upon the circumstances all around us. The latest news that either takes us forward or backward. All the things that go on around us. No, fix your eyes. Fix your eyes. Set your mind on the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the author and perfecter, and for the joy set before Him, He endured the cross. That's how we endure, because there's joy coming before us in the future. Heaven is our home, being with the Lord Jesus Christ. The joy that's set before Him, He endured the cross, and He despised the shame. And He sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. He is risen, and He is exalted, and He is seated in heaven as Lord and King, soon to return. And then, verse 3, consider Him who has endured hostility against Himself from sinners, so that we don't grow weary. You consider the Lord Jesus as you're enduring, as you're going through trials that are necessary. You think about the Lord Jesus, and you think about how He endured so that you don't become weary. That's why the lesson for today is this. Again, endurance in trials is necessary to do the will of God, following the example of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, with that general information now ahead of us, I'd like for you to take your Bible, and we'll focus now on Hebrews chapter 10, especially on verse number 36. Hebrews 10, 36. Let me read it for you again. For you have need of endurance, or as some translations read, for you need endurance. You need endurance. I say to you, my friend, if I was sitting with you, if we were together in a building together, I'd say the same. You need endurance. You need endurance. So that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised. I want you to see, first of all, first observation, number one, the need for endurance. Again, verse 36 of chapter 10. You need endurance. Well, we learned something about what these Christians, these Jewish Christians, were going through and the things they were enduring. They're an example to us of enduring Christians. Christians endure. Christians endure, have endured all through the ages since the Lord Jesus came, rose from the dead, and the church was born. Christians are endurers. Christians endure. Christians stick with it. Christians don't give up. Christians don't quit. Followers of Jesus endure. Look at these verses. Chapter 10, verse 32. But remember the former days when, after being enlightened, you endured a great conflict of sufferings. Partly by being made a public spectacle through reproaches and tribulations, and partly by becoming sharers with those who were so treated. For you showed sympathy to the prisoners and accepted joyfully the seizure of your property, that you recognize that you have a better possession and an abiding one. What an example that is for us. What an example of endurance these early followers of Jesus give to us. Not only is the Lord an example of enduring believers, but these early Christians throughout the ages, followers of Jesus, have endured great troubles. Look at these things. They were reproached. They were treated bad. They were fired from their jobs. Their property was seized and taken from them. All kinds of things happened to them. So what's going on for you today? Many people now filed for unemployment. They've lost their job. Others will lose their health. Great losses will come. Christians are not exempt from these circumstances in the world. So the question today for you is, are you enduring? Notice what it says again in Hebrews 10:32. But remember the former days when, after being enlightened, you endured a great conflict of sufferings. That's what we're going through. Great conflict of sufferings. We don't like this. We don't like being held down, not being able to do what we want to do, and our freedoms being limited, it seems, and our frustrations, the fear of being caught with viruses and other troubles. Oh, these things are so important. Well, you see, tested faith produces endurance. We learn that all through the Word of God. I'll read quickly for you. Tested faith produces endurance. James chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. We learn in James chapter 5, verse number 11. Another great truth about the need for endurance, and that is that there is a blessing for enduring. Behold, we count those blessed who endured. Behold, we count those blessed who endured. You are blessed when you endure. So that's the need for endurance. You have need of endurance today. You have need of it. The second thing I point out is the duty of endurance. Hebrews 10:36. For you have need of endurance so that when you have done the will of God. Are you doing the will of God right now? Or are you doing your own will? Are you doing the will of God? As you are in the place you're in, are you doing the will of God? Well, we know that the Lord Jesus is the great example of doing the will of God. He said to his disciples, John 4:34, my will is to do the will of him who sent me. You see, that's it. I must do the will of him who sent me. Are you willing to say that right now? It is the will of God for us in our lives. We're going through this. Ephesians 5:17 says, understand what the will of the Lord is while you're sitting at home, while you're in this place, while you've been stopped, why we can't do and gather like we used to, why our liberties have been infringed so we cannot travel like we should or do the things freely we want. Have you paused to ask the Lord, what is your will for me in this? What is it you're trying to do in my life? How are you working? Ephesians 5:17. You see, this is the duty we have in endurance, to understand and do the will of God. Colossians 1:10. Walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, pleasing him in all respects. This is what we do. We please the Lord in this circumstance we're in. 1 Thessalonians 4:3, God's will is for our personal holiness. And Paul goes on to say, give thanks in everything, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. So we see here in Hebrews chapter 10, first, the need for endurance. You need endurance. That's why these trials are coming. This is part of what God's doing to make you more like Jesus. The second thing we see here is the duty of endurance, but then the benefit, the blessings of endurance. Look again, the third time, Hebrews 10, 36, for you need endurance so that when you've done the will of God, you may receive what was promised. You see, endurance helps us understand that God takes the good and the bad and puts it all together. You see, endurance produces power in the Christian life. It produces also proven character. What is it that the Lord's doing? He's trying to make us like Christ. I read to you from Romans chapter number 5, verses 3 and 4. These are familiar verses to many of you. And not only this, but we also exalt in troubles, knowing that troubles bring about perseverance or endurance, and endurance proven character, and proven character hope. And hope does not disappoint because the love of God's been poured out through our hearts. Look, I hope that you have experienced the love of God being poured out in your heart during these times of distress and trouble. I hope that you sense and gain hope. You see, proven character leads to hope. We trust God. We are the people who endure. We are the people who endure whatever comes our way. Health, sickness, sorrow, loss, whatever it is, the blessing of endurance is knowing that God is at work in our lives, in the world, and in the church, but also gaining proven character and hope. And hope never disappoints. In fact, we read it in Hebrews 10, verse 35. Therefore, don't throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. So today, as we think about the good from the bad, we focus on this truth again. Enduring trials is necessary to do the will of God in these days and follow the Lord Jesus' example. So what do I have for you for daily use? Well, these three things I would give you. Number one, give thanks in all things, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Give thanks in all things, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. The second daily use I would give to you. When we endure in all things, it pleases God. Our endurance pleases God because we are most like Jesus Christ when we endure troubles for doing the will of God. And God is pleased as He sees His children enduring, thanking Him, worshiping Him, doing the will of God, serving Him with whatever restrictions and limitations we might have. We must stand up again today and say, I will do the will of God in these circumstances that I am in. And finally, think deeply about the endurance and suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ, especially this Holy Week. I read it to you again as we close. For your own meditation as we come upon the day, the holy day of resurrection. We'll celebrate together as a church in May. Lord willing, as we're back together, we'll celebrate. We'll have a great celebration of resurrection together. We'll celebrate Sunday on resurrection. But think about these words again. Fix your eyes on Jesus, Hebrews 12:2, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross. And aren't you glad He endured the cross? We would have no salvation without His endurance on the cross. He endured the cross so that we might have joy and salvation and freedom. Let's tell all the people we can. Spread the news as best you can. The Lord Jesus Christ saves. He saves sinners from their sins. And He gives us strength to go on as we rely upon Him, put our faith in Him. We know that He's at work. We wait on Him. We set our minds on Him. We rest. We gain our strength. And then we endure in order to do the will of God. Hebrews 10:36. For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised. Heavenly Father, bless my dear brothers and sisters tonight. Encourage them in the Word of God. Oh, how we need your enduring power. We need endurance, Lord. Help us, Lord, as we see these trials and these fiery, troublesome times. We don't know what to think or do, but you know all things are in your hands and we can rest at peace. Help us to grow in endurance in these days. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the Lord bless you. Easter Sunday is coming. I hope you join in with us on that great time we'll be together. And may the Lord bless you today, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day.